Thank you, Mr. President, for letting me have the floor. Just briefly, I have not heard any specific proposal from the floor here that changes my views on your revised text. Let me also say that I appreciate very much hearing Russia's view on how it defines consensus. My delegation has taken note of that. At the same time, my delegation cannot accept Russia's edits to move paragraphs around in the text. I certainly don't want to accuse my Russian colleague of trying to blow up this text, but it certainly appears that way, and I'm very concerned about that. I hope I'm wrong. Mr. President, the language in your text captures exactly what happened. And I certainly agree with our Cuban colleague that text must be direct and factual. The edits proposed by my Russian colleague ignore the fact that consensus was not reached on the draft decision. Again, my delegation, while not overjoyed with your text, your language in paragraph 23, we can accept it. It is the absolute right of Russia to reject your text. We must respect that right. And we appreciate Russia's frankness in stating its opposition to your text. So, Mr. President, I am not sure how much further we're going to be able to go. Even in a small room with interested parties to try to negotiate text. What you have put on the table, as I said, for my delegation is the bare minimum, and we've certainly heard from a number of countries in this room that while your text is not perfect, it is something on which we can agree on. So I apologize for taking the floor, Mr. President, but I felt it was important to respond to some of the comments that were made. Thank you.